Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We have some breaking news related to the continuing Epstein scandal that plagues the Trump administration literally at every turn. I had been going through the timeline of the Trump administration and Donald Trump's flip-flop and, again, Kash Patel and Dan Bongino apparently completely abandoning Epstein, everybody, including Speaker Mike Johnson, eventually saying Americans should just move on, despite the fact that this has always been a centerpiece of the MAGA movement, not just about human trafficking or the abuse of children, but specifically the Epstein files. Again, when you go back to early July, the nothing burger and then the announcement from the DOJ that the Epstein investigation was closed, there's no more forthcoming, the response from the MAGAverse was swift and clear. They were displeased, and all polling to date indicates that across all party affiliation, Americans are deeply dissatisfied with Donald Trump's handling of this matter. He has tried repeatedly to end discussion of this matter, calling it boring, telling people he's been dead a long time, let's move on. And yet reporting still pouring out. Wired Magazine reporting on July 15th that 3 minutes were cut out of Jeffrey Epstein's prison video surrounding the time that he allegedly committed suicide. Donald Trump then responding, I don't know why we're still talking about this. The House then voted to release the Epstein files on July 15th, only to be stymied by Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson then concluding the House's term to avoid another vote to compel the release of the files. All this time, Donald Trump becoming more and more unhinged. Then yesterday, Donald Trump changing his excuse, his reason for ending his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. There's lots in this cut. This is yesterday, and then we're going to give you the breaking news cut that just dropped moments ago. Listen to Donald Trump. Remember, for years, the line from Donald Trump has either been, Jeffrey Epstein and I got into a dispute over purchasing the same real estate parcel, and or he was inappropriate towards a club member's daughter at Mar-a-Lago, and he was a creep, so I kicked him out. But yesterday, Donald Trump changed his story on Epstein yet again. Let's take cut 24.
The ad is playing before the cut starts.
No, I'm not talking about the YouTube cut. I'm talking about cut 24 that we already have in the hopper. This is Trump, his excuse yesterday, the new excuse about his... Okay, let's wrap that clip. Let's wrap that clip. That was a new excuse. He stole personnel. Today, Donald Trump asked about that, asked about who specifically was Donald Trump upset that Jeffrey Epstein had stolen from Donald Trump. Donald Trump admitting that one of those individuals may be Virginia Guifra, one of Epstein's victims who testified against Epstein. Let's take that cut now. This is breaking news, absolutely astonishing admission from the President of the United States that he was concerned about Jeffrey Epstein stealing, this is the President's language, Virginia Guifra and other members of the team that worked in Donald Trump's spa at Mar-a-Lago. Let's take a listen. No, sir. We don't know because you haven't released the Epstein files. Absolutely stunning admissions from the president of the United States that he didn't end his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein because he was a creep. He didn't end it because he ultimately was charged and criminally convicted for sex trafficking. No, 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 no. He cut off his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein because Jeffrey Epstein, quote, stole people that worked in Donald Trump's spa, apparently including Virginia Guifer or Guffrey, depending on who's pronouncing it. That young woman ultimately committed suicide. She killed herself. She was one of Jeffrey Epstein's most outspoken accusers. The next 24 hours is probably going to be wild, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't know about you. This is just disgusting, including the way in which Donald Trump spoke about the people that worked for him. People aren't stolen, sir, unless they're property. Tells you a bit about the mindset of this president. We'll discuss more as the news unfolds. Thanks for being with me this afternoon discussing these challenging topics. What does this mean for Wisconsin? I think Wisconsinites aren't going to put up with this. A clear vulnerability for Republicans here in the state. Let's have transparency and accountability, shall we? I'm Maggie Dawn. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.